Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Harris moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy bunts towards third. Bluge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has Lovie trapped. There's the throw to Cronin, who tags Lovie for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Wells reaches second base with a double. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish bunts towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Manish moves to second. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to home to get Meyer. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. There goes Campbell. The throw from Sewell to Cronin, and Campbell is out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Jim Levy. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Gulick now playing third base. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schultz is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Cronin moves to third. Schultz moves to second. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off QL. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.